Connor's seat last month. Richard Zavala says he was demoted for trying to expose a lie by a sheriff's deputy. The Bush administration wants to use the case as a standard to make it harder for government whistleblowers to claim retaliation and sue. It's not terrorism and has no official dealings with either, according to the U.S. This is Air America Radio News.
Substituting for Mike Malloy, Peter Werby broadcasting live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. And my apologies to you. What a terrible way to begin a show, Hump, with apologies. But I should have been here last night. Mike's a little under the weather. Last time I said he was sick, a lot of these right-wing real sickos wrote him and said, "I hope you die, you son of a bitch." You know, that was so funny. Pardon me, but I've got a bit of a little deal myself. Mike's is in his gut, which is the worst, of course. And me, I'm just, you know, all pumped up on Sudafed. I don't know what that's going to do to me, whether it's an upper, a downer, sideways, but we'll find out. You can find out by calling 866-303-2270. That's how you get on the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby, your guest host. Isn't that kind of a contradiction? But whatever. Let's see. If you want to email me, calltalkyes@yahoo.com. Calltalkyes@yahoo.com. If you haven't a clue who I am and care even a little, you can go to my website. It's peterwerby.com, peterwerbe.com. That's W-E-R-B-E.com. You know, I don't know what's with me. I'm not doing the right thing. I begin with an apology, and here's another one, in a way. And what that is that I am not updating my website as frequently as I should. And I often have people say, yeah, I go there every single day, and I think, well, I better change it every day, right? Because this, just like Mike and Kathy are a two-person show, it's reduced by 50% on this end. It's a one-man show, and so I do everything, including the website. Now, and people look at it every day. It's got hundreds of thousands of hits, and I figure, you know, I better service it. I better get stuff on there that not only is important, but stuff that you might not have seen elsewhere. And I'll tell you, I'm no genius or I'm no super sleuth. A lot of it I get from you, the listener. That's where I get most of it. Sometimes, yeah, I'm looking at the websites, but we want to get it on there first. I mean, I just got, well, you know that joke about they asked, this was from, about 3 or 4 months ago, when they asked Bush, what did you think about, it was about the time of New Orleans, and they said, what do you think about Roe versus Wade? And he said, I don't care how they get out of New Orleans, you know, just as long as they get out. Well, it was kind of cute back then, but somebody just sent it to me today. I'm thinking, wow, haven't they looked at the internet in the time that's passed? But and I don't say that disparagingly. I'm always glad to hear from people. And whoa, look at all these phones ringing. And we have our phone screener D. We have Justin at the helm as well, doing the engineering. And I guess they're going to pick them up sooner or later, but have some patience, and they'll get to it in just a minute or so. So I've got a variety of things to talk about. I know that you do as well. And do we have more to talk about the Deadeye Dick affair, or has that just been both illustrative of the way this criminal administration in Washington functions, or can we still have more fun with it? That's your call. All right, and it's at 866-303-2270. But here, did this pass everybody by? I'm just wondering whether or not I'm the only person that sees things like this. It couldn't be. Like I say, I'm not a super bright guy, and I learn a lot from you. Whoa! I'm looking at the board here, and it was all rings, and now it all has checks. Justin, what does that mean? Give me a shout in my earphones. Huh. Am I here, folks? Am I broadcast? Oh, they're on hold. All right, Justin, thank you. I got scared for a minute. Here I am in Detroit, all you guys at Air America headquarters in New York. Anyways, here's what I'm talking about. A TV ritual, longstanding AIDS Cheney. And it says, this is a New York Times story. Dick Cheney said there was nothing wrong with his handling of Saturday's shooting accident, except, of course, his aim. Now, we've all heard this. This is old news. This is not a repeat show. This is Friday night, but here, and the vice president made sure that viewers felt his pain. He told Brett Hume of Fox News, it's a moment I'll never forget. It was one of the worst days of my life. This guy, all he does is kill animals. That's his hobby. They asked him one time, you want to go sailing? And he said, sailing? I've never been sailing in my life. I want to go kill something. I mean, I know people that hunt, and this will probably, you know, get you all upset. I mean, I'm not ethically opposed to hunting, but I think it's a strange hobby, killing things. At least I like people that are hunters that kill things and then eat them. Most of us, if we had to kill our own food, we'd all be vegans, you know, people that don't eat any animal products. So partly it is ethical. I don't hunt because I don't want to kill deer or rabbit or anything like that. I'll kill fish, so I'll eat fish. But I don't eat meat, and I don't eat fowl because at this point, I don't want to kill them. But that's just my little deal. Anyway, so where was I? All right, so what's going on here? It's a moment I'll never forget, he told Britt Hume of Fox News. Well, the important thing here is that the vice president of the United States goes on this relatively small, though frequently influential, cable news show that's known for its far right-wing views. So you go, well, yeah, we know that. He went on there because he'd get a sympathetic hearing, and Brett Hume would kind of throw him a ball that's like medium speed, you know, but he could still hit them all out of the park. And we know that's why he went on there, right? Right. But there's also another special little advantage that accrues to the right-wingers, these far right-wingers, which includes, of course, the criminal administration from the top to the bottom, as well as all the conservatives that are the shock troops. I mean, they make up maybe 20% of the country, but they've captured the culture, they've captured the political process. Anyways, what happens here, it privileges this far right-wing outlet. It would be like when, say, that Al Gore, who was elected president in the 2000 election and got it ripped off from him, or John Kerry, who had won in 2004 and had the election ripped off from him, that he would go on the Mike Malloy show. I mean, there's no way in the world he would do that, because he would think, whoa, I'd be identified with the left wing, and I don't want to do that. I want to appear, at least, of course, both those guys are, in the center of American politics. But maybe it's appropriate. I mean, they're far right-wingers, but they're certainly not the uniters that they claimed they were. I mean, that was mostly Bush's words in 2000. And he won't quit, will he? I mean, also, Cheney always goes on Rush Limbaugh. And so, that little item aside. Mike Malloy off for the night. He'll also be off Monday, President's Day, and I'll be working for him on Monday. So I was looking at the New York Times. Have you noticed local papers, they don't even hardly give any international news anymore. They've given that all up to NBC and Fox News. And so I was looking at the Detroit Free Press. That's how we say it here. We don't say the Detroit Free Press. We say the Detroit Free Press. And a friend of mine said, did you see all that stuff about Abu Ghraib, the new photographs that have come out? And we'll talk about that maybe in a little while. And I said, yeah. He said, did you think it played on the mainstream media in Detroit, where I'm broadcasting from? And I said, I don't know. And I went online. It's freep, freep.com. And the lead story, of course, was the Olympics. So this stuff doesn't get reported as much as one would think, given the gravity of the story. But in the New York Times, for instance, which puts a lot of this on the front page, although that wasn't. That story about Abu Ghraib and the new photographs that they just found, or the ones that have been there and they finally have let loose, was on like page 18. I mean, here, the United States now is being exposed under Bushco. You know, Mike calls it the Bush crime family, which I think is a wonderful expression, and if I could steal it, I have used it on occasion, but I can't use it on his own show. So I've do kind of a second-rate version. Bushco, Bush Incorporated. I mean, where the United States government has turned completely into a racket. I mean, most governments are, I mean, a good part a racket, and it sort of depends on how active the citizenry is in demanding that the government at least preside over some element of fairness for the majority of citizens, right? Well, that's not here at all anymore. It's a 100% war racket, profit racket, right-wing racket. So you go to the New York Times and you see what's going on. And they have a lot of it, the exposure of the racket more and more. I mean, early on, they fell right into place, the Times did, and we're part of the big lie machine that sent us off to Iraq. Well, not us, right? It's just those poor saps in the military that are taking the casualties on this side. But every day, some of you familiar with the New York Times realize this, on page 3, Tiffany and Company from time immemorial has bought the upper right-hand corner. And they always have this real expensive jewelry. Right below it, Saks Fifth Avenue. Right below that, Lord & Taylor. And then some, you know, real expensive watch. You know, these people, these richies, spend like thousands on their watches. I bought a watch when I went to Cuba last year for $7.50. That's as much as I'll do. All right, we're going to take a break now. I got a lot of calls already. I'll tell you more about why I'm in on about the page 3 of the New York Times when we come back. Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show, 866-303-2270. This is the Air America Radio Network.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hey, it's John Madden here to give you what every homeowner wants, a great excuse to go to the hardware store. This Saturday, February 18th, is the Ace Hardware Bag Sale. For one day only, save 20% on whatever you can fit in a bag. So come in this Saturday only, February 18th, and save big. Ace, the helpful place. Discount off regular price of in-stock merchandise. Additional exclusions may apply. See participating store for details.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Know the greatest phrase ever invented in shopping? No, it's not, I'll just wait in the car. The greatest phrase is, no thanks, I'm just looking. I mean, what freedom, what liberation. What a great way to buy car insurance. In fact, why not do some looking right now? Go to GEICO.com. It's quick, it's easy, and you could save hundreds. You know, saving money looks good on you. GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, Truth Seekers. You're listening to Peter Werbe sitting in for me, Mike Malloy.
Well, thank you, Mike. Peter Werbe from the Motor City here with you. And before the break, I was telling you about the third page of the New York Times. that every day on the top right-hand corner of page 3 is an ad for Tiffany & Company. And today they have earrings for $1,050, Tiffany Rainbow Drops. Beneath that is a Saks Fifth Avenue ad with a gown of Versace. And I asked my wife, I said, what do you think this costs? She said, if you got to ask, you're not ready to buy it. So it could cost thousands. Below that, same thing, Lord & Taylor Jewelry. Ooh, 40% off, probably down to a couple grand. A lot of diamonds in these. So what? You know, it's an upscale, ruling class newspaper. Actually, it's filled with a lot of dis and misinformation, like all American corporate media, but there's often little gems in there. And you just got to be able to read between the lines. If you're savvy, like most of you are that listen to Air America, when it's lying, like when it's saying there's weapons of mass destruction, you go, these people, you know, we can read this article and tell this is a lot of BS. Anyway, invariably, on page 3, since it begins with the international section, there is some horrible scene of death and destruction, or in this case, starvation and thirst. So right next to these ads that are aimed at the wealthiest people on the planet that have so much disposable income that they can buy $1,000 earrings and gowns worth thousands of dollars that they'll probably wear one time, is this terrible photograph of this woman trying to get a little bit of water to her thirsty baby. I mean, this is obscenity. This is what real pornography is. This is a horror of the modern world where some people have so much disposable income that they have to search for expensive baubles where other people in the world just live under the meanest of circumstances, so terrible that a drop of water is more important to them than all the Tiffany jewelry in the world. Now, and you can say, well, you know, droughts happen. Well, what would happen if there was a drought in Michigan? You think that there would be babies drinking out of pails, trying with all their might to get just a little bit of moisture onto their parched tongues? I don't think so. This is something because of the international maldistribution of wealth that gives expensive baubles to a very, very, very few and to billions the meanest of circumstances. And you go, well, you know, droughts happen. Well, droughts don't just happen, but that's a longer story. But here, buying water from private vendors is not realistic because the price has soared from about 3 cents for a 20-liter jug in normal times to about a dollar, more than most people earn in a day. Well, that's what's happened as well, is the privatization of water all across the world. It's a factor here in the United States, but in the third world, it's become devastating. All right, give me a call. 866-303-2270. Let's take our first call. Let's go to Vicki in West Palm Beach. Hey, Vicki, it's Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show.
Hi, Peter. What a pleasure to talk to you. I'm actually on a cell phone heading, my home's in West Palm Beach, but I'm actually having to go down to Miami tonight, which is a treat that I can pull you up on 940 because I don't always get you at home.
Sure.
But I agree with you. This pornography that takes place in our face of lying and cheating and stealing, and the blatant disregard for anyone who might need help in any way, just a blatant disregard, it disgusts me. And I can't believe that our country has become this divided. I mean,
Hey, the divide is becoming way, way in our favor. There's the fascist third. I always think of in any nation there's a element of fascists, and that's about a third. And Bush then has about 6 or 7% more of the population, the ones that just aren't paying attention and are kind of inclined towards those kind of views. But 60% of us have figured it out.
No, I agree with you. I'll tell you what bothers me. It bothers me in general, and not just our country, anywhere in the world. If you can pull together 30% or even 20% of these radical fundamentalists, violent people, I understand why there are some in our country that are against the teaching of evolution. I'm going to be honest, Peter. I don't think these people have evolved. I really don't. I think there's a group of people, a very large group of people, in different parts of our world who still thrive on the idea of conquering and controlling and hurting other people.
Yeah, they don't get it.
Hopefully, no, they don't. They don't understand that we have evolved into humanity that does have a capability of compassion.
Hey, did you happen to see...
capability of tolerance and understanding. They haven't gotten there yet.
Well, and that's so 20th century. Vicki, I don't know whether we were big on it because in Detroit, but the Super Bowl, and the best thing about it, I mean, the Steelers and the Seattle team, I can't even remember their names, the best thing about that was the pre-show entertainment, Stevie Wonder, and then at halftime, the Rolling Stones. But Stevie Wonder made one of his wonderful statements, said that if we don't learn to get along, we're going to annihilate ourselves. And the people that you talk about are really the leading edge of that possibility of annihilation. All right, we got to take a break. Thank you. Appreciate you calling, 866-303-2270. This is Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show, and we'll be back after these.
Is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm John. Like most moms, my wife Maggie makes sacrifices for the kids and me every day. After reading an article about another mom from Florida who lost 100 pounds using all-natural H57 Hoodia, she decided to finally do something for herself. She tried H57 Hoodia, and it worked. I've never seen her happier. Since she started taking H57 Hoodia, we can't keep up with her. Look, to me, she's always been beautiful, but now you can tell she feels that way, too. Thanks, H57. I love seeing Maggie smile.
Call now and try H57 Hoodia risk-free at 877-H57-DIET or visit myh57.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Katie Rodan. Dr. Kathy Fields and I created Proactive Solution because acne is the number one problem we see in our practices. As dermatologists, we treat acne as a physical condition. But what really affected us was seeing the emotional toll acne takes. So maybe you're the one with the breakouts. You shy away from social situations. You avoid being photographed, or you won't leave the house without makeup. So what's preventing you from trying Proactiv? My guess is that you're afraid. You're afraid that it just won't work. Afraid to get your hopes up, only to be disappointed. This time you don't have to worry. We are so confident that Proactiv will work for you that I'm offering you a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Solution.
Just call 1-800-426-0651 and you'll become a believer. Let Proactiv prove it. Call 1-800-426-0651 for your risk-free trial. Call 1-800-426-0651. Call now.
Welcome back to Sports Beat with me, Dan Stevens, and we've got Nancy on a car phone.
Dan, I just missed a turn. Now should I take a right or a left here?
You know this is Sports Beat, don't you?
To easily get back on track when you miss a turn, you want to ask TomTom, not Dan.
Turn left.
TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Grab it and go. Just tap the screen and a helpful voice guides you where you're going.
You have reached your destination.
TomTom Go. Find your way the easy way. Learn more at TomTom.com.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
All right, thank you very much. Welcome back. Not Mike Malloy, Peter Werby, broadcasting live from Detroit, Michigan, the Motor City, taking your calls at 866-303-2270. And let's see, man, it's cold everywhere, but not as cold in Livingston, Montana. Jack writes into calltalkyes at yahoo.com. It's 24 below right now, but the heat's working. The one thing I haven't heard anyone talk about, you know, this was actually, Jack, was I forgot about this. This is more about Deadeye Dick. And I say probably not much more to talk about the fun and the what would you say it the how illustrative it is of how this whole criminal gang works is probably we've gone through it, maybe not, because anyways, let me tell you what Jack is saying. No one's talked about how much it costs us taxpayers to pay for these canned hunting trips. Well, this wasn't canned. I mean, sometimes Kill Crazy Deadeye Dick just goes to these places where they just have, there's a other word for it, a something release. They just release pheasants or something, and bam, 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 they just shoot them down. You know, they just love killing things, don't they? Now, I'm not saying about all hunters, although this, I don't want to get into this about hunting. But this guy's kill crazy. He had the opportunity to go after, Deadeye Dick did, to go after human beings in service to his country in a war he supported back in the 60s. But what did he have, five deferments? And he said he had better things to do, than going to the military. Yeah, let the poor kids get killed. Anyway, so he's got a traveling hospital and all of that. And let's see, I did have a couple more emails here at Call Talk. Yes, I wanted to get, Ben Birch writes in from WhiteRoseSociety.org. WhiteRoseSociety.org. It's worth it for no other reason than to hear the story of the White Rose Society. Go to that website. But most importantly, to many of you and to all of us talk show hosts, Ben archives our shows. So whenever you've missed a Mike Malloy show, whenever you've missed a Peter Werby show, a night call show here in Detroit where I broadcast on Sundays, you can go to WhiteRoseSociety.org. Well, these things don't exist without financing, and Ben is right in the middle of a fundraiser. He needs a lot of help, so go there, check it out, and evaluate. Is this something that is worthy of continuing? I would say a big yes to it. All right, let's go back to our phones, and let's make the show international and go to RB in Canada. RB, hi, it's Peter. I'm just about 10 miles from Canada. Where are you at?
Saskatoon.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's been pretty cold the last couple of days. We were at the minus 46 yesterday. So.
That's Fahrenheit, I hope.
Oh, no, that's okay. Didn't shut. We all got to work on time.
No, that's good.
I was reading a Madison, Wisconsin newspaper, February 14th column.
Yeah?
Maybe you can find it online. Kevin Barrett wrote it, and he's an Arabist or whatever, and he was writing about how most experts in Arabics and all that in this country, you don't believe that any of the recent Bin Laden tapes are authentic, and that a lot of them don't believe that this war, the whole war on terror, is based on actual events. You know,
you don't think these guys would lie.
Well, it's nice to see the mainstream media finally talking about this.
Yeah, I mean, how many tens of thousands of deaths later of Americans and Iraqis? How many more billions of dollars generated by fear have gone down the rat hole of corporate war industries? Wow.
Right, well, I think that's the whole point, is this this whole thing about Iran, the nuclear showdown, and they're trying to put in place a perpetual war for perpetual profit, you know, an endless war, multi-generational. Based on, you know, lies, deception of your own people, and keeping them in fear, and and using them as nothing more than cannon fodder for your.
Sure. Well, did you read Tom Hartman's article on this? Tom Hartman, a wonderful talk show host.
I listen to him all the time, and yes, I read almost everything he writes.
Okay, well, that's I was just reading that essay of Tom's. Where he gets the time to write is way beyond me, but he does, and he's always perceptive. And yeah, this has been an economy of fear and a war economy ever since the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. And the only way that the American economy is able to sustain itself is through this massive transfer of private wealth, what we produce as taxpayers, and shifting through the government, expropriated by the government, and sent off to these war industry as the basis of what they used to call in the 30s Keynesian economics, so that it'd be this pump priming. So what would happen was that the capitalist economy couldn't function without massive infusion of government money, which of course is whose money? Ours. So we have to keep creating these enemies. Well, it's not to say that there's not actually people out there that we've come into conflict with, but we're talking about how many terrorists do people think there are in the world? Do they think that there's millions? No. They think there's hundreds of thousands? I mean, like an Al-Qaeda? No. Could there be thousands? Could there be only hundreds? Well, that's possible. But we know a couple hundred people could probably do a lot of damage if they have the will to, and they don't care about their own lives, like we see in suicide bombings. But it doesn't warrant a $500 million war budget and a this notion of perpetual war. Yeah, you're absolutely right, RB. Thank you very much. I appreciate your call. Thanks for making the show international. You know, this is a total non sequitur, which I'm known for. In other words, doesn't follow. But I wanted to get this in. I do this Sunday night show. I do it once a week. I've been doing it for years and years. I've done full-time talk shows a few times. It always makes me really crazy. I'm always enjoy doing it. I enjoy the money. But then when I'm not doing it, I go, once a week is enough. So I'm, I'm in showbiz, so I don't have to be modest, right? But the show on Sunday night is wildly popular in Detroit. It's a kind of, what do you call it? I don't know. It's been around a long time, and a lot of people say, I was raised on that. Anyway, it always has jammed lines. There's six incoming lines at the radio station I do the talk show on. And people always say, I can't get through. There are no regulars. Regulars can't even get through. The last two Sundays, since I came back from the World Social Forum in Caracas, first Sunday I was back, they were half full. Last Sunday, they were barely full. At one point, there was nobody waiting. I haven't seen that in 20 years on this show. In fact, I don't even remember when the last time that happened. And I tried to think, what is going on? And one of the things, I think, is that Bushco, the Bush crime family, as Mike says, has been exposed more than one could even imagine, say, like a year or two ago. That all of its criminality, all of its venality, all of its lies, all of its giveaways to the rich, all of its attacks on the environment are seen by anyone willing to see it. About two-thirds of the population, or 60%, say. And then we have the fascist third, and then the dumbbells that make up the other six. Well, he's our president. Yeah, like that. And there's nothing you can tell the fascist third. That most of us know some right winger, okay? And well, let's start it with this way: if you say to a Democrat, "Do you have any criticisms of John Kerry, of Bill Clinton, of Hillary Clinton, of any prominent Democrat?" And every Democrat will say, "Yeah, you're damn right, I do." And here's what it is. And if you say, "How about the Democratic Party? What do you think about them?" And they go, "Do I have criticisms of the Democratic Party? Let me tell you. Ask a Republican." A right winger. Well, I don't know if there's any distinction anymore, but let's say a right winger. What mistakes have George W. Bush made? That's what you'll get back. Has he made any mistakes? Remember when they asked him that? He couldn't come up with any. What's anything wrong with the Republican Party? Well, some of them will say it's not right wing enough. And some of these conservatives now are at least understanding that he is putting the economy and hock to foreign banks and what have you. But in the main, they don't have any criticisms whatsoever. But I think, and I started this off by saying, that every possible expose of the worst government the United States has ever had is known. And some of us, like Air America listeners particularly, we know thousands. In fact, there's a website, I think it's called 1000reasons.org. 1000reasons.org. It's on my website. I think that's right, though. 1000reasons.org. And it's way beyond 1,000. I mean, it's astounding. It's astounding the assault on what it's taken to some extent, 200 or 300 years for us to put together. But people are beginning to, I think, fry on it, burnout, sort of scandal burnout. And here's what I mean by that. There is not a way currently to affect popular will. If this was a parliamentary system, pooh, he'd be gone. No doubt about that. If this was one of the way that we, if we had any brains, given how dishonest, given how unconstitutional this regime has functioned, we'd take the road of, say, Bolivia and just had put enough people in the streets that the government would have to resign. I mean, that's what we need. I mean, it's good that we're talking about impeachment. It's good that they're talking about electing Democrats way off in November that will be seated in, on January 20th, 2007. But what's really needed is what, and I saw this when I was in Caracas, the representatives of these social movements that have made profound social changes in their country by demanding and putting, first putting in place and then demanding that politicians act in terms of the need of the great majority of people and not a small elite that run every country in the world. And I was at a workshop at, it was interestingly, it was at the Caracas Hilton. Now, this, and it's as fancy as a Hilton in any other place. In fact, very fancy. Some Hiltons aren't real fancy. This one was very fancy. In every meeting room and all through the halls of the Hilton, El Hilton, were posters that of Bush with a Hitler mustache and the slogan, Bush Asesino. Bush Asesino. Bush Assassin. And those stayed up. And so you have the capacity to change popular consciousness to such a way that two things. One, that people think that they can intervene in history and make it rather than just being the objects of history and are manipulated by Bush in his life. Bush Asesino. All right, break time. We'll get back to your calls when we return. 866-303-2270. Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show on the Air America Radio Network.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Our apologies, but in the interest of bettering the future of your teeth, we're going to resort to a rather unpleasant tactic. Coercion. We will play the sound of someone grinding their teeth at night until somebody out there buys a doctor's night guard. Wear it at night to cushion and save your teeth. Come on. Somebody? There, thank you, Kelly Kaplan of Paramus, New Jersey, for buying a doctor's night guard and relieving the nightly grind in the oral care section.
You know, it's amazing how many things you can do online these days. Plastic surgery online is still a few years off, but I bet they're working on it. And what about doing all your car insurance business online? Well, it's already here. At Geico.com, you can do most everything. Change drivers, change cars, change coverage, change your oil. I made that last one up. Geico.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We'll be right back.
And now, back to Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show.
All right, Mike, thanks a lot. And Mike will be off, obviously, tonight, but also on Monday as well. So I'll be broadcasting in Mike's stead, if that's a word, from here in Detroit. Please join me, 866-303-2270. I this is showbiz, so you can't be too modest. I can keep pumping my own deal. So Justin at Air America, one of our producers, says he was at my website, so I would urge you to go to it. I'm not selling anything, so it doesn't do much for me if you visit, other than I like people to go to it. It's peterwerby.com, P-E-T-E-R, I think I can spell this, P-E-T-E-R-W-E-R-B-E. Last name is W-E-R-B-E.com. And I was talking about being at the World Social Forum in Caracas at the end of January, and when Justin said he had just looked at it, it reminded me to tell you that there's a photograph of me and Cindy Sheehan on the street in Caracas, just kind of nice big smile on both of our parts. Okay. Let's go to Jack in my hometown, Detroit. Jack, hey, it's Peter Werby, and you're on the air.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hello,
Jack?
Hello, sir.
Hi.
Hi. I've been studying psychology here for the last 5 years.
Really?
And it's become apparent to me that a overwhelming problem with human beings is what I term soft psychosis, due to the imperfections of evolution.
Huh.
This is what we're seeing from these politicians, from the person on the street, and it permeates almost everything we do.
Clear it up a little. I'm not quite sure what you mean.
Well, as you're well aware, and the public normally is well aware of hard forms of psychosis, such as...
Oh, yeah, like schizophrenia or something, which some
exactly.
People think don't even exist, but go ahead.
Exactly. Well, more prevalently in human beings are the softer forms of those same disorders.
Like what they call less severe paranoid reactions, which is that you can be a Dick Cheney and have all these characteristics that one would normally associate with a sociopath, a psychopath, or somebody like that, but yet function as though you are a normal person.
Yes, we are actually... When you're in these conditions of soft psychosis, you are actually a functional soft psychotic. We're not functioning properly, but we are functioning in what we know as the normal world.
Yeah.
And we keep creating these problems due to our soft psychosis, whether it be obsessive compulsive or narcissism, which is two prevalent problems with these neocons. Then you've got your denial, which is what a lot of people have due to the fact that this incapacitates them to see.
Sure. It's a protective mechanism. It's a protective mechanism when people feel there's no way that they can deal with unrelenting aggression, that they don't have the capacity to function fully in the world because of the nature of the system that they're on the bottom of, which... In a lot of ways, most of us are, if you're not in the big elite. Hey, did you ever hear of a science fiction writer named Philip K. Dick, D-I-C-K?
All right.
Normally, I read some science fiction, but not much. Philip K. Dick is an extraordinary writer, and most of his science fiction was analogies for our society. And there's this one, someone will remind me if I'm saying it right, I think it's called Phases of the Alphane Moon, and it speaks directly to what you're talking about. Give it a read. Jack, thanks for joining me on the Mike Malloy Show. Let's go down to Mississippi and talk to Herb. Herb, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Peter, it's good to hear from you, buddy.
Well, thank you.
You and Jay Marvin and Randy and Mike, y'all are all voices I love to hear.
Well, thank you, sir. How's everything down in the Southland?
Well, it could improve a lot, sir. It's I'm a Katrina victim. I told you the story.
Oh, yes.
Of course, she's still living in a tent there, Peter.
Damn.
She lives on the coast. She lives in a little town called Goshen, just west of Pascagoula.
Well, you know that Condi Rice wants to give $75 million to Iranian dissident groups to bring democracy there.
We need people living in tents.
Yeah.
But anyway, Peter, what I wanted to call about, I wanted to tell you that, of course, Mississippi is a hunting area.
Mm-hmm.
And we have we have a deer population that at times gets way out of hand.
Same with Michigan.
And, you know, Michigan and Mississippi have a lot of similarities, so I won't go there. But it's interesting, this Cheney deal. How does a .28 caliber, there's a website you can go to, I don't have the address, but you can go to it and you can see that there's no way under the sun that this weapon could have done the damage to this man that has been done.
Huh.
Not at 30 feet.
Is it now, caliber or gauge?
At 5 or less, maybe.
Yeah. Well, that's what some people say, that he wasn't 30 yards away. Herb, we're going to have to cut this one short because I hear my music coming up in the back. All right. Thanks for this first hour, folks. We've got two more to go and no guests, so we're counting on you at 866-303-2270. Iran. So I've got a little thing here. It says, growing number of people fear Iran. We'll see if you do. Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show on the Air America Radio Network. Right back.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
A few days ago, I turned on the show Hardball on MSNBC. The topic was Dick Cheney's now infamous hunting accident. But the three guests were all conservative defenders of the vice president. Were all the liberals booked that day? I wondered. Turns out not. An exhaustive survey of TV news shows released by the group Media Matters found that conservative guests outnumber liberals by a ratio of 58% to 42%. The study specifically looked at pundits on the influential Sunday talk shows, which Calvin Trillin once dubbed Sabbath gas bags. During Bill Clinton's first term, the guest ratio was roughly equal. By his second term, the talkers leaned right. By the time George W. Bush took office, conservatives held a commanding lead. So much for the myth of a liberal media. For more, visit thenation.com. I'm Ari Berman for Air America Radio.
Thanks a lot for the ride home.
Hey, no problem, man. Just because you're a sophomore doesn't mean I can't talk to you.
Thanks.
Hey, while you're here, want to take a hit of some weed? Some good stuff. Here you go.
This is the moment your guidance can prevent your teen from smoking marijuana. So visit theantidrug.com and learn how to set clear rules about drugs. Parents, the anti-drug.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Does your vacuum cleaner earn its keep? Hi, I'm David Orrick. My 8-pound Orrick XL is so powerful it cleans the world's finest hotels, yet it uses one-third as much electricity as most other uprights. Try my Orrick XL risk-free, and I'll give you my $100 cordless iron as a gift. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200. Nobody works harder to give you more value for your money than I do.
Padilla, a judge in Florida, has denied terror suspect Jose Padilla's request for bail. The decision upholds a ruling from another judge who said Padilla might try to flee from prosecution and that he's still a danger to society. Padilla has been charged with being part of a North American terror cell that provided fighters and other resources to Islamic extremists around the world. He's been held as an enemy combatant for 3.5 years before being charged last year in civilian court. Padilla was accused after his arrest with plotting to detonate a radioactive dirty bomb in a major U.S. city as an Al-Qaeda terror operative, but charges brought in federal court never mentioned that. His trial, scheduled to begin in early September, he and four other men are charged in the case. The Pentagon will not close its Guantanamo Bay prison for terrorist suspects. United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan this week called for the U.S. to shut it down, but today Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said he's just flat wrong. Rumsfeld responding to a question about the prison during an appearance at the Council on Foreign Relations. Rumsfeld says, quote, we shouldn't close Guantanamo. He said closing it would amount to pretending there is no problem with a terrorist threat to the U.S. A U.N. report earlier this week said some of the treatment of prisoners there amounted to torture. There are about 500 prisoners at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. Many have been held for nearly 4 years, most captured on the battlefields of Afghanistan in late 2001 after U.S. forces invaded following the 9/11 attacks. The first vaccine designed to prevent infection with the lethal Ebola virus has passed initial safety tests in humans. The vaccine has reportedly shown promising signs it may also protect people from getting the disease. Ebola is highly contagious, and between 50 and 90% of the people who catch the Ebola virus die of it. The first weekend of Mardi Gras kicks off with a parade tonight in New Orleans, a city very much in need of a good time as the slow recovery from Hurricane Katrina continues. One person said it's good seeing people having fun again. Another said while we're celebrating, there is still a lot of heartbreak out there. This year's celebration has been scaled back from the usual 12 or so days of Mardi Gras to only 8. And for the first time in 150 years, there are corporate sponsors of Mardi Gras. This is Air America Radio News.
Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby broadcasting for Mike both today and tomorrow. If you're just joining us, Mike was off last night, way under the weather. And I said in the first hour, all of those you insane right-wingers, you mean-spirited, angry men, and a few of you women, you can write him at his email and say, I hope you die, you son of a bitch, like you did last time. You people are so nice, aren't you? Anyway, what a way to start. Many of you are just joining us, and here I am just grumbling and growling. Peter Werby broadcasting from Detroit City, getting your calls at 866-303-2270. We talked about everything under the sun the first hour, so maybe some of these calls that we're going to be putting on the air will be reflecting on what's already gone before you. But rather than summarizing everything, let me introduce another subject. And that's thanks to Bushco, the ruling racket, the government that has become 100% racketized. Lots of government, you know, we see that. A lot of these, I don't know. In other words, governments that function solely for the upper elite and screw everybody else. Now, that's more the rule since the political state arose thousands of years ago. It's not that unusual, but we never expected that of ours, although it probably was a lot more prevalent than we ever realized. It's just becoming writ large now with this Bush criminal enterprise that's ensconced in Washington. Another byproduct of Bushco is that the United States has become officially a torture state. We used to always be critical, although, on the other hand, we supported them grandly. Torture states in Latin America, Africa, places like that. People that you knew when you got into their hands, you were going to suffer some beastly treatment. I mean, a lot of that was true with poor people in the United States, particularly people of color. So, we've got to really kind of ignore a lot of history as well. So here. This is, you've heard on the news all day, I think. Investigators for the United Nations are urging the U.S. to close Guantanamo. Secretary of War Rumsfeld has said, no way, we've got dangerous people in there. Human rights investigators working for the United Nations called on the United States to shut down Guantanamo Bay camp and either try its detainees quickly or free them. Now, isn't that the key? These men who lie about, and I guess now we have Condi in there too, men and women who lied about everything else under the sun, we're supposed to believe them that these torture camps in Afghanistan, in Iraq, Abu Ghraib, and more on that in a minute, and Guantanamo, they're being, Scott McClellan, presidential spokesman, said American military always treated detainees humanely, well, except for those bad apples in a few places. These cases that have come up of Afghan innocent Afghans being beaten to death by American interrogators, and I forgot, I saw some figures that said this has probably involved thousands of people that have been maltreated in these prison camps. This is what Bushco has brought us, right? So, well, what the hell, man? It's a war on terror. Do we want another 9/11? Who do you care about, the American people or a few people that may come enmeshed in the American gulag? Think about priorities, Pete. Well, 10 more people just died in Libya over these cartoon riots. Now, do you think these people are just concerned about cartoons, an insult to the image of Muhammad or Allah? I mean, sure, that's part of their religion, but do you think they might have other issues? Do you think they might be so totally pissed off at the United States because of what Bush has done and what they have seen on world television that this becomes this, I wouldn't say escape valve, this, what's the word for it, a focal point of the rage that they feel about these new crusaders, that's us, friends, going all around the world with our troops, destroying countries, killing civilians, and torturing them. This tends to piss people off. Now, let's see what's in here. Well, this is a 54-page account, but it said that it urged Guantanamo to be closed without further delay and called for American personnel to be trained in international standards for the treatment of detainees. Maybe we could send them to the School of Americas down there in Columbus, Georgia, at Fort Benning. Oh, no, that's where they teach them to torture. Right. Now, we don't want to send them there. We don't want to say, well, I don't know what we could do. Maybe they could read, like, oh, how about some of the laws of the United States? How about international codes of how prisoners should be treated? Well, we're not going to be bound by them, not with this regime that has no regard for law, either domestic or international. From a criminal regime that'll violate the Constitution of the United States, that will lie to the American people, that will steal elections, that will assault every standard and guideline and decent thing that we've been able, we, the people, not the elites, not the rulers, not the bosses, not the rich guys, but the average people that have fought for over the last 150 or 200 years is being rolled back by these monsters that rule us now. All right, well, let me go on with this a little, although, I think my thing has disappeared from my screen that shows me who's calling, but I will deal with that in about a second. In fact, what I'll do is I have about 2 minutes more stuff to say, and then we'll go to a break, and I'll see whether or not we've got this. All right, Abu Ghraib leaked. Oh, there it is. Thank you, guys. It was being done in New York. Abu Ghraib leaked report reveals full extent of abuse. Now, you've probably seen this. More photographs have come out. Now, listen to the inventory of what is here. 1,325 images of detainee abuse. 93 video files of detainee abuse. 660 images of adult pornography. This is our troops, right? You know, support, or this case is support our oops. That's is the call now. 546 images of dead Iraqi detainees. 29 images of soldiers in simulated sexual acts. Did these people do anything else? Did these twistoids with an American uniform on have any supervision whatsoever? You got to remember, when you have mass so-called civilized society, people will do whatever they're allowed to do. If they're constrained in some manner, and people say, you have to be nice to everybody, and if you're not nice, you're going to be punished, you're not going to get advanced, you're not going to be rewarded. However, if you say, well, if you, you know, round up all the Jews and shoot them, we'll give you an advancement in your career. Well, what the hell? Ordinary man just says, well, you know, okay, I'll do that. And you can take that example and expand it anywhere. Go over to Abu Ghraib, and you have these angry men, many of who were prison guards and did some of the same tortures in our prisons that were being done there in terms of brutality and restraint holds and all of that. Here, the article from The Guardian in London, the website that they're talking about that had all this on, published 18 pictures from the prison. Aside from the ritualized images of the humiliation, naked Iraqi men kneeling or lying on the ground alone or in a heap or wearing women's underwear on their heads. You know, these people are twistoids. They really are twisted. And, pardon me, where do they get these women's underwear all the time? Jane, Sergeant Jane, could we have a pair of your underwear, please? We want to put them on this man's head. Oh, sure. Let me go back to the barracks. Or maybe at the time she's posing for the pornographic photographs as well, she just whips them off and then they whip them onto the guy's head. This is so repulsive, isn't it? Well, the last story in all of this is Abu Ghraib called incubator for terrorists, right? We always talk about there wasn't a terrorist threat in Iraq and now there is. Well, this is more proof of it. American commanders in Iraq are expressing grave concerns that the overcrowded Abu Ghraib, this is now, has become a breeding ground for extremist leaders and a school for terrorist foot soldiers. And, in fact, one of them said, these decisions have to be intelligence-driven about whether to give them to actually put them in Abu Ghraib. On holding those who are extreme threats or who can lead us to those who are, he said, we don't want to be putting everybody caught up in a sweep into Jihad University. So that's what the United States is running now. First it was a torture camp, and I assume that all the tortures, remember, now are turned over to the Iraqis themselves. We found out all that information. But the U.S. is running in Abu Ghraib, first a torture camp, and now Jihad University. Could things be any worse? Hey, we got Bushko at the helm. You're damn right they can be a lot worse. The American military has halted transferring detainees to Iraqi jailers, and get this language, until the Iraqis improve their prisoner care. I guess that means, what were they doing? They were putting drills in their heads and stuff like that. That's called, not doing that is called improving prisoner care.
Yeah.
All right, your turn next. Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show. That's not very pleasant, but let's get a clue. I mean, can we convince that 40%, the third in this country that are just flat-out fascists that laugh when they hear about Iraqi detainees being tortured, and that 6% that are just clueless, can we change their minds? You tell me. 866-303-2270. Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I'm Ben, and this is Psychic Connection, your source for spirits and paranormal. The caller is Meredith.
Ben, what's the easiest way to get around a city I've never been to?
The answer is kind of murky.
For the easiest route to any address in America, you want to ask TomTom, not Ben.
Turn left.
TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Easily moved from car to car. Just tap the screen and a helpful voice guides you on your way.
You have reached your destination.
TomTom Go. Find your way the easy way. Learn more at TomTom.com.
Hi, my name is Millie. I'm a real person from Chicago. I have been fighting my weight for many years. After hearing an inspirational radio commercial about a mother from Florida who lost 100 pounds using all-natural H57 Hoodia, I was empowered to try it. H57 helped me lose over 65 pounds. When I pass by a mirror, I can't help but smile. Thanks, H57. I love seeing myself smile.
Call now for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia. Call 1-877-H57-DIET. Try it risk-free for 30 days or visit myh57.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby here with you. 866-303-2270. The theme song of the Bright Wings, Sympathy for the Devil, going on in the background there. Let's go right to our phones. We haven't talked to anybody this hour. Ward is in Japan. Ward, are you really in Japan?
Yeah, I'm really in Japan. I'm up 50 miles east of Tokyo on the Pacific coast.
Yeah, how do you call here?
How do I call here? I have a long-distance program that lets me do it.
Okay, so this isn't costing you $8 a minute or anything?
No, not at all.
That's good. Modern phone system. What's going on? You want to talk about Iran? I'm going to talk about that a little later, so I'm interested to hear what you have to say. What's up?
Okay. I'll make a real quick comment on this torture business. There's a great new book out called A Question of Torture,
okay.
CIA Interrogation from the Cold War to the War on Terror. It's by a professor of history from the University of Wisconsin named Alfred McCoy.
Oh, yeah. No, he wrote The Politics of Heroin in Southeast Asia.
That's right.
That's an extraordinary book.
And he says those pictures depict CIA-developed techniques to the letter.
Wow.
So that this is not a bunch of hillbilly kids that are doing this. Well, read the book.
Well, let me just say one thing, Ward, is that I didn't spend enough time when I was reading that story on the UN was saying, that that the prisoners at Guantanamo Bay should either be tried or set free. And we know now that the vast majority of them were just picked up on the battlefield. Some of them were turned in for bounties. And if they were picked up on the battlefield fighting for, quote, the Taliban was the government. So why do we have soldiers of another nation who are fighting in service to their country, whether we like them or not? And if they were committing crimes, why aren't they being tried? We say,
right.
we have to accept a man who is a manifest liar. Which one am I talking about? Take your choice. Go ahead, though, Ward.
Well, actually, Guantanamo was set up to do experiments, and that's why they brought those guys in from Afghanistan, who may or may not have had anything to do with anything, because they developed their techniques, and the techniques are sensory deprivation. That's why they always have sacks over their heads. And the other technique is self-inflicted pain, making somebody stand up for 8 hours at a time or sticking their hands straight out until they're, until they completely lose their muscle control.
Let me ask you a question, and let me ask the audience as well. The United States frequently, from Vietnam on, blindfolds or hoods prisoners. I understood that this was a violation of the Geneva Accords on treatment of prisoners. Can you imagine if there were photographs of captured American soldiers that had their hands tied behind their backs and were hooded, the outrage that would occur in this country? Whereas we now take that image, it's not even disguised. We take it for granted. That's what we do to them.
That's an element of torture that the CIA developed at a very great expense to you and I. And in fact, when Clinton, in I think it was 1994, signed the international agreement on not using torture,
yeah,
it was a UN agreement. The United States had added, and the Reagan administration did it, and according to McCoy, they didn't change it at all when Clinton signed it. There's four paragraphs added to the agreement, which exempts non-direct physical torture. In other words, things like sensory deprivation and making people stand up all day long, or picking up on cultural things to torture them with. In the case of Muslims, it has to do with their male sexuality, and it has to do with their view of women, and to use those as forms of torture. And the United States has always denied that that is torture.
Well, what's so crazy is that it hasn't been successful, and it has served to just enrage people around the world that see us as an insensitive violator of their religion and their culture, which, of course, is an absolutely accurate perception. Ward, we're going to have to leave it at that and talk about Iran another time. I will pick up on that later. Well, thanks for joining us. Let's go to Richard in New York. He's been waiting patiently. Richard, go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, good evening, Peter. I'd like to first say thank you for filling in for Mike.
Glad to do it.
Fine work.
Thank you.
My major concern upcoming is black box voting, this potential for election fraud. We know we'll never get the proof to show what's going on from the manufacturers like Diebold, because they have this stuff covered under proprietary agreements or whatever the case might be. And I've contacted a number of my local representatives all the way up to the state, Senator Schumer and so forth, regarding this issue, just to express my opinion. But I feel it's inadequate just saying, you know, what my opinion is. So,
well, unfortunately, this has been out there for so long, the exposure of the way these machines can be manipulated, and always to the benefit of the Republicans, that I sometimes wonder what more we can do. The Democrats are not willing to take this up as an issue, even though they're the ones that suffer the most. It's just not understandable.
Well, what more we can do is exactly where I would like to go with this. If the Democrats are not going to take it up, or anybody as a group is going to take it up, I think we as individuals should take it up.
I agree.
We have the means with covert video cameras that are built into the brims of baseball caps.
All right, well, we're going to have to leave it at that, because I got to go to a break right now. The Mike Malloy Show is what you're listening to. I'm Peter Werby on the Air America Radio Network.
Hey, it's John Madden here to give you what every homeowner wants, a great excuse to go to the hardware store. This Saturday, February 18th, is the Ace Hardware Bag Sale. For one day only, save 20% on whatever you can fit in a bag. So come in this Saturday only, February 18th, and save big. Ace, the helpful place. Discount off regular price of in-stock merchandise. Additional exclusions may apply. See participating store for details.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Do you know the power of financial empowerment? Ambassador Andrew Young, humanitarian and educator, has teamed with Operation Hope founder John Bryant to help eradicate poverty through financial literacy education. Mr. Bryant, how is Operation Hope meeting this challenge?
To empower 5 million youth in 5 years in financial literacy.
Ambassador Young, what's your role in financial literacy education?
Well, I came up with Martin Luther King in the Civil Rights Movement. And now we're trying to develop a civil rights movement. Young people in the system of free enterprise and capitalism need to understand money and how it works. It takes an army of volunteers, business leaders, educators, the entire community. We need the community's help.
If you need financial hope, we're here to help you. Call Operation Hope at 877-592-HOPE. That's 877-592-HOPE. Or visit us online at operationhope.org.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, "We eliminate the middleman"? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Welcome back to the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werbe broadcasting for Mike from Detroit, Michigan. You know, I'm in a studio, big building that has three rock stations owned by one company that was kind enough to let me use the broadcast facilities here. And there's this, I hope he's listening, there's this rock and roll DJ. Can you imagine this? That still has a Bush sticker, a rock and roll DJ with a Bush sticker on his truck. And I actually called him out on it on the air because I know he always listens when I'm broadcasting in Detroit. And I just saw him, and he said, I left that sticker on just because you mentioned it on the air. Well, it's okay. Yeah, Jay says he'll always have a job on a country format. Yeah, but I don't know. He's got it on rock and roll. All right, we're talking about the terror gulag that Bushko is running across the United States, disgracing this nation, and also being one of the factors that we see fueling this madness that comes out in this these riots about this cartoons of Mohammed. The UN has called for Guantanamo to close its bases, to teach American personnel how to operate in terms of international standards. And I read this laundry list before. Let me just run it by you again. They finally have all the images out, 1,325 images of detainee abuse. I mean, that's a lot. I mean, I suppose it's one of those video, what do you call them, not video, digital cameras. You can take them pretty quickly. But these people were at it. I mean, they were engaged in this, and believe it was all sexual, right? Because they were trying to sexually humiliate them. And what does that do for them, though? The humiliator, huh? 93 video files of detainee abuse, 660 images of adult pornography. So they're taking photographs of each other boinking. These are some sick puppies, some twistoids, to be sure. Support our oops, right? 546 images of dead Iraqi detainees. They're also sickos, aren't they? 29 images of soldiers in simulated sexual acts. Those are the ones that were a little reticent. The majority of them, the 660, they just went for it. And the call that either try these people or free them. You say, well, you know, why? Maybe we don't have all the evidence, but what if we let them loose and then they attack the United States? Not clear that any of them ever did. I mean, that's why you have tribunals, trials, rules of law. But this is an outlaw regime that's ruling us and interfering across the world. Things are going well, swimmingly, in Afghanistan. There's going to be another bumper poppy crop. In fact, this year, it's up 80% in some places, according to this account in, where is it, the New York Times, yeah. Well, let's go to our phones and talk about Abu Ghraib with Marcus from Knoxville, Tennessee. Marcus, hi, it's Peter Werbe for Mike Malloy. You're on the air.
Hey, Peter, how you doing?
Doing good. Welcome.
Yeah, you know, I've been watching this, and, you know, I have been in the Marine Corps and things like that myself. As being a black and Indian descendant in America, this torture thing is not nothing new. I mean, all you have to do is look back to just recently with Abner Nwema in New York City.
That's right.
A classic example. You know, I mean, this torture thing is something that's been consistent for as long as this place has been here, darn near.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, Marcus, I did this when this first came out. Bush or somebody said that this isn't American. So I typed in American prisons abuse, and there was something like 200,000 entries and the most incredible history of abuse of prisoners in this country, including recently many of the men who were prison guards, as I said, who went over with these units and then began doing the same things to Iraqis. It was extraordinary. Some of the people that were put in charge of it had been discharged from prisons for being involved in abusive behavior.
Right. Okay. Now, here the danger of all this is, and you know, as I see it, Peter, I mean, the real bottom line is these people are not your average, normal type enemy, I think. You know, and as much as they are willing to die so quickly for what they believe in.
Yeah.
And plus, you know, I mean, this homosexuality thing is just not going to fly in that part of the world. I mean, you know, I mean, I've seen about a survey where the majority of non-white men in the world what they call third world is not buying this Western ideology of homosexuality. It just doesn't fly with most of us.
Well, what does that tell us? Now, homosexuality is a universal among all people. It occurs in all societies and cultures.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just not acceptable in what they call "quote unquote" third world countries. It's just not acceptable.
Well, they're going to have to get over a lot of things, and that might be another one. Well, thank you, Marcus. I appreciate your call. Here's something I had is, you're always wondering where our money's going. You look at your paycheck and how much of it is taken out for taxes and how little we get back. Infrastructure deteriorating, schools closing, the ones that exist with bigger classes. And everything is a rat hole to this government, to this racket that we have in power. How about this? A new report says the Pentagon's policy of discharging gay military personnel cost the Defense Department about $364 million over 10 years, more than what a government study concluded a year ago. That's right. So about $36 million a year. And when you're doing projections, 10 years are always a good way to get at it. So that turns out to be $333 billion. Could we have spent that in some other way? Rather than discharging men and women now, who are, I guess, what did they do? They must have told, right? Don't ask, don't tell. Somehow or other, they found out that they were gay, and they discharged them. I mean, what if you did this? Here's a class of people, right? Not quite sure where Marcus was going. It didn't sound like he was approving of homosexuality. Well, people have been disapproving of lots of people, including people of African ancestry, people of different religions like Jews. And I always say, all you got to do when you have like some of these laws that define what marriage can be between, like it must be between a man and a woman, what if it would said that marriage can only take place between Caucasian Christian men and women? Now, Michigan, this extraordinary liberal state, where I live, which has never had a death penalty, for instance, in the 2004 election, although the state went for Kerry, approved a constitutional amendment defining marriage between a man and a woman. Absolutely disgraceful. And it said, so the headline said, gays now forbidden to marry. What if it would have said, Jews now forbidden to marry? I mean, people would be, I don't know what to say, outraged or thought that we were somehow back in the Middle Ages or in some country that has the attitudes that Marcus mentioned. But it also cost us lots of money. So rather than $364 million going to help our schools, providing for first responders, fixing our roads, whatever. Whatever is missing in your community, and there's a laundry list in mine, and I suspect there is in yours as well. So we have this, what was it, $1.77 trillion budget. $364 million is going for essentially waste because gays were discharged from the military. All right? You can have sex if you have heterosexual sex between the troops. If you have gay sex or somehow say, well, I'm gay, you're out of there. Well, here's how it happened. The new study released by a commission organized by the Center for the Study of Sexual Minorities in the Military, is that on their business card? At the University of California, Santa Barbara, found that the government had underestimated the cost of recruiting and training military personnel to replace those who had been discharged. The panel also cited money lost in training personnel who were discharged for being gay. So they said only $200 million. I mean, do you realize the extraordinary waste that these people preside over? That they're not spending their money. And because we are this silent majority in the sense, not in the old sense, but we are literally silent. We say nothing, and mainly because the forum isn't there. I mean, we're beginning to make steps forward. Air America Radio Network, an extraordinary key component of that, to be able to make our voices heard. But I said last hour that I had been in Caracas, Venezuela, at the end of last month for the World Social Forum, and there you had representatives of mass social movements that in Bolivia had overthrown two presidents through mass street demonstrations. And you go, wait a minute, we have an electoral system here. We don't want to start overthrowing presidents. Well, when you have a regime that steals elections, when violates the Constitution, when you don't have an opposition party, that allows this, including vote theft, of their victories, What is left to us? That's what I wonder. Peter Werby in for Mike Malloy, 866-303-2270. Let's go to Will in Brooklyn. Will, hi. It's Peter Werby for Mike. You're on the air.
Hey, Peter.
Hi.
First off, votes deserve receipts, too.
That what?
Votes deserve receipts.
Oh, receipts.
Mm-hmm.
Like a paper trail.
Yes, yes. Like the many receipts that the Diebold machines hand
sure.
us every day when we go to the ATM.
Yeah.
Also, my main point was there's a line of reasoning now. The Republicans are saying that Democrats are too angry and to run or to win. And it seems that no matter what they do, they can do so many wrongs so long as they can keep a straight face or even joke about it or laugh about shooting somebody in the face that it's okay. And if someone gets upset, then they're immediately a terrorist, even though we're not talking about cartoons.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't worry about it. I'm pretty angry at what's been done to our country, what's been done in the name of our country, and what's been done with my money. Gee, that totally pisses me off. I don't know about you. All right, thank you so much, Will. In fact, isn't there, who is it, Quakers or something? They have a song, "We Are Angry, Peaceful People," isn't that it? It doesn't sound right. "We Are Angry, Peaceful People," I don't know. It's something like that. So you can both be peaceful. You can be loving at your core, the way I think we are, and still be pretty angry at this racket that is ruining this country and ruling this country. We'll be back to get your calls on the Mike Malloy Show at 866-303-2270. I'm Peter Werby on the Air America Radio Network.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
No matter what you do, work can be stressful. And all that stress might cause you to grind your teeth at night. So why not go out and buy yourself a doctor's night guard, the dental protector you wear at night to cushion and save your teeth and put all that grinding to a stop. Just like that. Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard in the oral care section.
Larry King here. You may have heard news about vitamin E lately. If you're like me and you believe in taking vitamin E to protect your health, here's something you should know. There's one vitamin E that's different. It's all natural ester E. Only ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. You get more than protection. You get advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection ester E and ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Welcome back to the Mike Malloy Show on the Air America Radio Network. Peter Werby with you. I'm broadcasting from Detroit. You're listening all over the country on the Air America affiliates and all over the world on the Internet. Welcome to the show. We'll be broadcasting another 5 or 6 minutes in this segment, and then we have a final hour. Please stay with us. 866-303-2270. Real quickly, I was looking at this information. Someone who can do the math ought to really look at this. This is from a Richard Reeves column that was printed by Yahoo News. Iraq's civil war has cost, I like the way he puts that very accurately, that we've intervened in, has cost $3,000 per U.S. family so far. I mean, I suppose that depends really on how you do the calculations. That almost doesn't seem like a massive amount. I mean, I'm not trying to diminish $3,000 and what I could or would do with that. And think about, too, well, I mean, when you talk about it with the aggregate, how many families are there? I'm trying to do the math. There are 100 million families? That's about it. Yeah, so say there's 100 million families. That turns out to be a lot of money. Can you imagine that if we got that all back as we should, as a tax refund, what we could do pumping that into the economy rather than this being part of what sinks our economy, this money is taken from our taxes, then redistributed to the Halliburtons and the Bechtels of the world? Let's see. Oh, yeah. Richard Reeves says that calculation was based on a very conservative estimate of war costs to the date of $204 billion. But even with that lowballing, those billions could have provided health care for 46 million Americans without health insurance, the hiring of 3.5 million elementary school teachers, or the construction of 2 million units of affordable housing. It's money lost in the fog of war. A lot of course, just pure corruption. These billions spent on the destruction that Bush created in Iraq has come to nothing. So where's it all going? I mean, Halliburton's made its billions, right? People that were taking literally sacks of U.S. money and that were being flown in on skids. You know that they send in U.S. cash to pay people. We're laying off people, and our tax dollars are being used to pay in cash Iraqi employees. And in some cases, these duffel bags filled with U.S. cash is just disappearing. It is such a racket that it just defies the imagination. And I don't even know. I mean, conservatives have sort of disappeared. I mean, what do they say about this? It's a lie or it's okay? I mean, which is it? I mean, is it okay that Bushco has allowed this Dubai Ports World, this state-owned company in the United Arab Emirates, that are now going to control operations of six ports, New York, New Jersey, Baltimore, New Orleans, Miami, and Philadelphia? Yeah, let's see here. Colette, who sent this to me, she said, this is the worst case of outsourcing a job. Common sense dictates that this is completely wrong and seems to invite trouble. The management of, the Bush administration is defending approval of a $6.8 billion sale that gives a company in the United Arab Emirates, Dubai, control over operations at six major ports. The other thing is the federal government is on the verge of one of the biggest giveaways of oil and gas in American history, worth an estimated $7 billion over 5 years. New projections, this is buried in the Interior Department's budget plan, says the government's going to let companies pump out about $65 billion worth of oil and natural gas from our territory, federal territory, over the next 5 years, and not pay a bit of royalties to the government. Thank you, Bushco. Let's real quickly get a final call in on this hour. And where is it? It's Dave in Scottsdale. Dave, hi, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. I just called. I wanted to. I have a theory about Bush. I don't think we have seen the last of him. I think he intends to stay in where he's at right now.
What do you mean? Stay in office, not give up?
I think he has no intentions of leaving office. As a matter of fact, all the signs are there that before the 2008 elections, there'll be another attack on the United States, and they'll cancel the elections like they talked about in 2004.
Well, that never occurred, though. But, I thought about that. I was often wondering, Dave, whether or not that another attack on the United States, would that work to Bush's benefit? Or would people finally realize that this is the final either connivance or incompetence that that these people have carried out. Of course, he could declare martial law, right? That's exactly right.
And if you look at what they're doing, it leads right up to it, because everybody knows that the Democrats are weak on defense, and he's the only person that can protect us. That's why every time you hear him talk about it, he's defending the people and not the Constitution. He defends the people. And he's got these idiots thinking that.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I don't know what the name of it is. There's a theory a long time ago about these people in the United States. They build up their own little, their own little frame of reference. And anything that doesn't fit in their frame of reference, they exclude. So it wouldn't matter what he did. If it doesn't fit in that frame of reference that they've already built up, they ignore it.
Well, it's very possible. It's a frightening theory, but I think that what is really interesting here is that there are so many people in the United States that believe the absolute worst of George W. Bush, and I'm not saying that it's none of them are true, that everything from that he personally created 9/11 was behind it all, to the fact that he would cancel elections, declare martial law, and we could talk about it, as we have in past shows, about whether or not this is actually the case. But millions of people believe that of him, and I think that is extraordinarily telling. Dave, thanks a lot. I appreciate your call. Now, we're going to go into a break. We got our Nation Minute, which I always find extraordinarily interesting, and then we're going to be... Oh, okay, we'll do it next hour. Thank you. but we've got a lot going for our next hour. One of the things I want to talk about, we never did get to this, about this poll that shows a growing number of people fear Iran, and how this is all tied into oil and more use and misuse and abuse of our money that's just being flushed down another rat hole courtesy of Bushco. All right. Peter Werbe here with you on the Mike Malloy Show. Our number is 866-303-2270. I'm giving out the email lately. Call talkyes at yahoo.com.
Hi, I'm David Oreck. You'll never find a Rolex watch in a superstore, or for that matter, an Oreck vacuum. That's because you're judged by the company you keep. If you want an amazingly powerful 8-pound Oreck vacuum, visit one of my Oreck stores or call me at 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and I'll send you one to use free for 30 days. It's worth the time, and it won't cost you a dime.
Hey, it's John Madden here to give you what every homeowner wants, a great excuse to go to the hardware store. This Saturday, February 18th, is the Ace Hardware Bag Sale. For one day only, save 20% on whatever you can fit in a bag. So come in this Saturday only, February 18th, and save big. Ace, the helpful place. Discount off regular price of in-stock merchandise. Additional exclusions may apply. See participating store for details.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Two U.S. Marine Corps helicopters with 12 crew members on board crashed off the coast of eastern Africa. The crash occurred Friday evening in the Gulf of Aden off the coast of Djibouti. Marine Tech Sergeant Cindy Dorfner says two crew members have been rescued.
Djiboutian military members near the impact site responded immediately and were able to rescue two injured crew members. The two were transferred back to Camp Lemonnier and were listed in stable condition.
The status of the other 10 crew members is unknown, and a combined U.S., Djiboutian, and French search and rescue effort is underway in the area. The cause of the crash is unknown, and an investigation is underway. President Bush insists that removing Saddam Hussein has made America and the world a safer place. Despite ongoing bloodshed, Bush predicts the freedom is coming in Iraq. Talking in Tampa, the president again linked Iraq to the global terror war. He spoke of visiting military families who've lost loved ones in Iraq.
I have to be able to look that person in the eye and say the cause is just. I believe it is just and necessary. And I have to look that person in the eye and say that the sacrifice of your loved one will not go in vain, that we will complete the mission.
Facing growing public anxiety over Iraq and sagging poll numbers, Bush defended his post 9/11 authorization of warrantless eavesdropping. He insisted that congressional leaders were fully briefed, but key Democrats have contradicted that claim. Some Democrats accuse the president of committing illegal acts. His face showing bruises and pockmarks, the attorney accidentally shot by Vice President Cheney during a Texas quail hunt last weekend walked out of the hospital in Corpus Christi Friday. Doctors say 78-year-old Harry Whittington is in good health, but Whittington said he did feel bad about what Cheney had gone through in the past week. A frigid cold front that forecasters call an Arctic Express is pouring across the nation, plunging temperatures as far south as the Gulf Coast and east to the Atlantic. As it swept into upstate New York, it carried winds gusting to more than 70 miles an hour, reaching hurricane force in Rochester. Wind gusts in excess of 60 miles an hour were reported in parts of Pennsylvania. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Welcome to the third and final hour of the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby here, sitting in for Mike both today and also Monday. Mike's off on a vacation, and he will return on Tuesday. Our number for the third hour, as it was for the preceding 2 hours, 866-303-2270. I'd like to talk a little about Iran and what's happening here, how this is all being manipulated by Bushko. But I just noticed this. At Fort Sam Houston, Texas, Willie Nelson warmed up for his Friday night concert for paying customers by playing a long freebie gig for soldiers injured in Iraq. It was the second straight year that Nelson squeezed in a show at Brooke Army Medical Center while he and his band were in San Antonio to play at the city's annual rodeo. He's opposed to the war in Iraq, but he said, "I have a lot of respect for the military." He's an Air Force vet. "I'd like to show them that I support them every chance I get. We get as much out of it as the soldiers do." And he sang 11 songs, but I am sure, it doesn't say here in this account, but I am sure that he did not sing his brand new song, pardon me, which is, "Cowboys are frequently, secretly fond of each other," which may be the first gay cowboy song by a major recording artist, particularly a country and western song, huh? But it was written long before the year's Oscar-nominated Brokeback Mountain made gay cowboys a hot topic. And, of course, they were sheep herders, right? Maybe we could say that. Remember, they're always in those old movies, the tension between the sheep herders and the real cowboys. But that's interesting. One of his songs was in Brokeback Mountain. I was at a movie theater around here in Detroit, and, oh, let me see if I can remember them all. There was Brokeback Mountain, Transamerica, which is about a man who's about to undergo a transsexual operation. I'm going to forget the third. Oh, yeah, Capote. So here are three films with gay themes, and the fourth one was Good Night and Good Luck, an attack on the right wing going back into the 50s in the McCarthy era by George Clooney. Great film, wonderful film. And I'm thinking, well, we won the cultural war around here, didn't we? I guess. All right, give us a call. Who's us? I'm here by myself. But in New York are our friends D and J, and they will take your calls at 866-303-2270. Pardon me. Here is an article from the Associated Press. According to a poll, there's a growing number of us that are fearful of Iran, which makes a lot of sense, right? I mean, we've been told to fear them, so naturally, being one of the most fearful people on the planet, we're supposed to be brave, courageous. How come we're so scared all the time? We're such a bunch of scaredy cats. Could it be that the political leaders of the right wing are able to gain political power and able to send billions, which adds up into eventually into trillions, based on our fear? Well, let's look at some of this material. Americans' fears about Iran have grown sharply over the last few months as efforts by the United States and Europe to slow Tehran's nuclear program have been firmly rejected, a poll found. More people in this country now rate Iran as the biggest threat to the U.S., 27%, than say that about any other country. Maybe this isn't even such an issue then, because that's the fascist third. Even 6% of them figure that's not a biggest threat. What's Iran going to do to us? But what's going on here is pretty deep and has a lot of historic roots, of course. There is an article that was in Common Dreams. You do go to Common Dreams, don't you? CommonDreams.org. The George W. Bush administration's, this is the opposite now, fear of U.S. drove Iran's nuclear policy. The George W. Bush administration's adoption of a policy of threatening to use military force against Iran disregarded a series of official intelligence estimates going back many years that consistently judged Iran's fear of a U.S. attack to be a major motivating factor in its pursuit of nuclear weapons. Because, pardon me, the reason that a country like Iran would like to have nuclear weapons, or to use the other phrase, weapons of mass destruction, is that they know if you have them, then you don't get invaded. Now, Bushko knew that Iraq had no weapons of mass destruction. Because if they really believed all this information, that it had a strong army with an operational weaponry program of weapons of mass destruction, we never would have invaded. Because if they were field operational, then they would have been launched against the United States invaders. They would have we would have taken thousands and thousands of casualties. And although that's finally occurred, mostly just through irregular, in fact, almost all through irregulars. If there would have initially been 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 casualties because of what were we told? They had anthrax and I can't remember them all. Remember, they had tons of them. And the methods to launch them. The United States never would have invaded. Now, people talking real crazy about burying us in a lake of fire, that's the North Koreans. So what do we say to them? We know they have nuclear weapons. We know they have the capacity to launch them. And we said, hey, buddy, can we make a deal? Can we maybe send you some food and we'll get you peaceful nukes? And can we disarm? And those talks are still going on. We didn't invade them. Because we took serious their capacity to retaliate, if not directly at the United States. I doubt if they could bury us in a lake of fire. That certainly they could strike our bases and in South Korea. So having nuclear weapons in this absolutely insane world gets to be seen as an insurance policy against an invasion by this country that's headquartered like 6,000 miles away, but still goes all over the world trying to enforce and with military means, its will and its economic domination on other countries. Now, the people in Iran hate the United States government. It's really weird. I just interviewed a friend of mine who came back from Vietnam. Same thing. People, they don't hate the United States. They are really critical of the U.S. government, what it was done to them during the Vietnam War. But people always make this distinction, even when we seemingly overwhelmingly support terrible U.S. foreign policy, they make this big distinction. And so they don't hold any animosity to us. But you have to remember that there's an awful history, and very few people remember this. How did these crazy people that hate the United States come into being? Because they hate our freedoms, right? Well, we hated their freedoms. So in 1954, under the Eisenhower administration, the CIA, didn't they have two that year, overthrew a democratically elected secular government in Iran, that of a man named Mossadegh. And, of course, he had a dangerous policy, a dangerous economic policy, which was he was going to nationalize oil companies. Boom, he's gone. And who did they set in place? They restored this corrupt monarchy under the Shah. The Shah then ruled with the United States support for 25 years and did so in a manner that allowed the most vile tortures, and we come back to torture in the Middle East, to be perpetrated on dissidents. Now we support dissidents. Then against the Iranian monarch, we supported the Savak, as it was called. And that was in place for 25 years that was that exploited the Iranian people on behalf of the oil companies, that that allowed the most beastly tortures to occur. It was a torture state supported by the United States. All right, there's a revolution, and these people are pretty PO'd at the U.S. So then we see what happens with the hostage crisis in 1979 and what have you. Then we go into the 80s. And a war develops with Iran and another country. And the United States supports the other country. It gives it logistic advice on how it can use poison gas. It gives them all sorts of aid, all sorts of reconnaissance. And, of course, that's the United States aiding and abetting Saddam Hussein's war against Iran, in which about 500,000 people were killed on each side, 1 million people total. So they've got a few issues. And plus, they realize that indirectly, now first directly in 1954 in the establishment of this horrible dictatorship, and then indirectly by helping their enemy, and now directly again on their border, the United States is willing to do almost anything. So they want a hedge against this. And they know if they have, like, tactical battlefield nukes, the United States is not going to invade it. In fact, maybe what they would do, how nuclear weapons are used for blackmail. They could probably think of a lot of scenarios. So that's why they want nuclear weapons. And can we say to them no when so many other countries have them, including Israel, who doesn't even admit to having them? I mean, we got to talk about complete world nuclear disarmament. And the way to do that is to create peace between the nations of the world, led by the United States. But the United States establishment, the United States ruling class, has depended on an economy of war and an economy of oil for the last 60 years. It's only us, the people, demanding a change that anything's ever going to alter, although we're going to go from catastrophe to catastrophe. All right, I'll get your calls when we come back. 866-303-2270. Peter Werby and the Mike Malloy Show on the Air America Radio Network.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You know, it's amazing how many things you can do online these days. Plastic surgery online is still a few years off, but I bet they're working on it. And what about doing all your car insurance business online? Well, it's already here. At GEICO.com, you can do most everything. Change drivers, change cars, change coverage, change your oil. I made that last one up. GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Welcome back to Inside DC. I am Kim Davis, and we're talking politics with James on his car phone.
Kim, I just missed a right turn back there. Now, can I take a right at this light?
Well, I have been accused of leaning to the right.
To easily get back on track when you miss a turn, you want to ask TomTom, not Kim.
Turn left.
TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Grab it and go. Just tap the screen, and a helpful voice guides you where you're going.
You have reached your destination.
TomTom Go. Find your way the easy way. Learn more at TomTom.com.
Welcome back to the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby subbing for Mike, 866-303-2270. I introduced the subject that more Americans actually was not a real great number. I got a little excited here. But are beginning to, we're switching focus. We being the U.S. government, which I probably should watch my pronouns. They are switching focus, not doing real in Iraq, so, you know, switch over to next country, Iran. There's already sort of an alliance between the Shiite government of Iraq, the one we saw, right, the democracy, choosing them, and the government of Iran. So things are looking pretty shaky there. But let's see what some of you have to say. Let's go to Mike in Illinois. Mike, hi, it's Peter Werby, and you're on the air.
Hi, Peter.
Hey. Hi, Mike.
I don't know if you regularly listen to Mike's program. I'm 13 years old. I call in pretty often. I don't know if you recognize me.
No.
But anyway, I wanted to say I know here in Detroit there, even though I'm in Illinois, I happen to be a Tigers fan. I remember one time you said they should play God Bless Comerica. I started referring to the park as Kramerica after Kramer's false company on Seinfeld.
There you go. I mean, people probably lost that. In the ballpark that the Detroit Tigers play in when they left, the wonderful historic Tiger Stadium, is now Comerica Park. And so I made it named after a bank. So I said during the seventh inning they sing God Bless Comerica. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. What I called about was how Paul Hackett was forced out of the race and for Senate in Ohio.
Sure.
And Randy Rhodes this afternoon was saying that maybe this was a Karl Rove trick, that they'd say, okay, you force Hackett out and we'll let you have an investigation to the NSA spying, but then, you know, change their minds, obviously. But I'm not sure if that's so credible. And the other
thing doesn't sound credible to me. It just sounds like more spineless Democratic Leadership Council loser mentality strategy at work.
Whether it's true or not, the thing I haven't been hearing is, from what I've seen on C-SPAN, Sherrod Brown seems to be the more progressive of the two candidates. Even though Paul Hackett is a good, strong Democratic candidate, I think Sherrod Brown was the more liberal and probably the person we'd rather have in the Senate. But
that's interesting. That could be. I actually don't know that much about Brown, nor about Hackett. I mean, he seemed attractive to many of us because here was a an Iraq vet that, in a sense, has turned on his war masters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, Mike, thank you very much. Appreciate you joining us. Let's go out to California and talk to Jim. Jim, hi. It's Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show. You're on the air.
Yeah. Is this Jim in Sacramento?
Yeah, hi.
Okay, hi, guy. I want to let you know that I have a lot of experience with gay people.
Really?
And
you're gay?
Yeah. Yeah,
you're gay?
I'm not gay. Legal guardian was when I was growing up.
Okay.
And she was also a highly ranked officer in the United States Navy and retired as the highest ranked officer, female officer, in the United States Navy in the line rank.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so anyway, I know a little bit about it. And I also served in the Vietnam War on a destroyer, and we had an incident where a couple of guys that I knew damn well were not gay actually performed a gay act so that they could get caught and cashiered out.
Well, that's
so
that beats
I suspect
that beats shooting that beats shooting yourself in the foot, right?
I think a great number of people have, well, hey, you know, do you want to die? A destroyer that breaks all the rules and gets within, 2 inches of being scraping the bottom in violation of all the, norms and military dictates. You're living on a bomb.
Right.
And
so you're saying that people committed, took part in gay acts in order to get discharged?
Precisely.
Wow. Well, you know, Gore Vidal, the writer and historian, says there is no such thing as heterosexuals or homosexuals. He says there's only heterosexual acts or homosexual acts. So,
oh, I'm very, very much. I'm a psychologist. Okay.
Okay.
My wife is a psychiatrist, and we both agree that there is a continuum between the extremes of homosexual extremism and heterosexual extremism, and most people, believe it or not, are within about 15 degrees of the center.
Well, it's always a safe place to be. Thank you very much, Jim. Appreciate it. Here's Alan in Miami. Alan, it's Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show. Hi.
Well, I'm glad to hear you again. I've enjoyed your programs when you've been sitting in for Mike.
Well, thanks. Hey, can you do this for me? Just as we started talking, I hear our music coming up in the back, and I can either give you 20 seconds or you can hold on. You want to hold on?
I'll hang in there.
I thought you would. All right, thank you very much. All right, and the rest of you on hold, hang on. We'll try to get to all of you. In fact, I should do that. I'll stop blabbing, get a lot of you on the air. It's the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby here with you from Detroit. 866-303-2270. Hang on, and we'll be right back on the Air America Radio Network.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Do you know the power of financial empowerment? Ambassador Andrew Young, humanitarian and educator, has teamed with Operation Hope founder John Bryant to help eradicate poverty through financial literacy education. Mr. Bryant, how is Operation Hope meeting this challenge?
To empower 5 million youth in 5 years in financial literacy.
Ambassador Young, what's your role in financial literacy education?
Well, I came up with Martin Luther King in the Civil Rights Movement, and now we're trying to develop a Silver Rights Movement. Young people in the system of free enterprise and capitalism need to understand money and how it works. It takes an army of volunteers, business leaders, educators, the entire community. We need the community's help.
If you need financial hope, we're here to help you. Call Operation Hope at 877-592-HOPE. That's 877-592-HOPE. Or visit us online at operationhope.org.
Hi, I'm John. Like most moms, my wife Maggie makes sacrifices for the kids and me every day. After reading an article about another mom from Florida who lost 100 pounds using all-natural H57 Hoodia, she decided to finally do something for herself. She tried H57 Hoodia, and it worked. I've never seen her happier. Since she started taking H57 Hoodia, we can't keep up with her. Look, to me, she's always been beautiful, but now you can tell she feels that way, too. Thanks, H57. I love seeing Maggie smile.
Call now and try H57 Hoodia risk-free at 877-H57-DIET or visit myh57.com.
I thought you were done with our taxes.
I am, but now TurboTax can help us get even more from our tax refund.
Really?
Yeah. With TurboTax, we can use all or part of our refund for gift cards with a bonus of 10%, 20%, or more at over 50 major retailers.
Wow.
We can get more from the places where we'd spend our money anyway.
A bonus on top of our refund? I'm thinking power tools.
Or some new shoes.
DVD player.
Dinner out.
Barbecue grill.
New laptop.
Vacation.
Ugh, vacation.
Fees apply. Learn more at TurboTax.com.
We'll be right back.
Hey, welcome back to the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby's sitting in for Mike, and we've got a couple segments left, so give us a call. 866-303-2270. Let's go back to Alan in Miami. Alan, hi, you're back on the air.
Thanks very much. Listen, I had the privilege a couple of years ago of going to one of the World Social Forums, and I understand what it's like to be in a place where people actually have hope and have organization. And I, in contrast, you can see how little we have in the way of institutional or social organizations to resist this steamroller coming over our rights and our constitution and everything, including, sad to say, the Democratic Party, which has a role in it. Not only are they being spineless, it seems to me that the role is more nefarious in the sense that while the Republicans attack us outright, the Democratic Party has taken upon itself the role of shutting up all the people who might resist. And they have millions of people who in good faith put time and energy and money in trying to reform the Democratic Party, and their voice goes up in vapor. They are, some people say the Democratic Party is where progressive ideas go to die. So I have to say that's why I've put in my lot with the Green Party. And while it has its own internal problems, it's a growing party. At least when we have our loudspeaker, as little as it is, what comes out of the loudspeaker is what's in our hearts and our minds and our thoughts. We called 3 years ago for the impeachment of Bush and Cheney.
Sure.
We have called for an end to this war for a long time.
Hey, Alan, where'd you go? To Brazil, Porto Alegre, when you went?
Yes,
to...
I was in Porto Alegre.
Yeah, that's a long way away. I went to Caracas at the end of the last month, and that's
I used to live in Brazil, so I'm familiar with it in the language, and so it was, it was a good opportunity. In fact, I was fortunate enough to represent the Green Party there. And so, you know, what I think, you know, a Democratic registration today doesn't mean anything. It doesn't say what you believe. And so I feel a green registration at least is a mark on a tally that says one more person who opposes this war.
Well, I'll
one
tell you, Alan, in Michigan we don't have that kind of party registration.
Unfortunately, yeah.
And I think what, to me, always has seemed to be the imperative, and there's not necessarily, one doesn't exclude the other, but one of the things that impressed me about going pardon me, to the World Social Forum in Caracas was the breadth of the social movements that existed there. And that's what we don't have. One of the things that I saw, I went to a workshop where they had these Bolivians who had just elected Evo Morales. And these guys, you know, they had their little derbies on. They were chewing coca leaves, so they were talking quite a bit. And they said, the power is not in Evo Morales. The power is in the social movements based in the needs of the people, and if Evo Morales doesn't do what we say, he's gone just like the two before. Now, it's a shame that we've gotten to that point in this country that I would be saying things like this, but I think we have to create these popular-based movements that we ought to all be coming out of. I know the Green Party always does. These big demonstrations that are going to occur across the United States on March 18th, and then there's a big one for us East Coasters April 29th. But we have to start manifesting what we're all about publicly, and then all of a sudden, you know, you'll have these politicians that'll start finding the backbone they never had.
I agree. I also think it's important to actually have a political party that says these things. That's an additional thing to demonstrations. You can only go so far. It's because
I agree,
and so I think it would be very important. I appreciate what you do on your show.
Well, thank you.
When you get on there, I wish I could hear your regular show.
Well, you can actually, is this all right? Just I guess I can. You can, if you go to my website, Peter Werby, W-E-R-B-E, you can see you can get all my radio stuff on the internet if you like. All right, Alan, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thanks for calling us. Here's Priscilla in Chile, Montana. Is it really 24 below there, Priscilla?
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's about 17 below.
Now, you got a little warm up there in Livingston. Where are you?
We're in Helena.
Oh, Helena. That's a wonderful city. I broadcasted from there. I remember I was out there on Halloween, and so that's October 31st, and it was 4 below then.
Yeah, we had a really, really chilly fall. And then it warmed up, and it was been moving up into the 50s.
Yeah.
Just in the last couple. You have to excuse me. I have the hiccups. I ate too much ice cream tonight. The reason I was calling is I've been doing a lot of research into the Straussian philosophy, and I've been looking into where Cheney and Wolfowitz and all these neocons studied this guy's political philosophy.
This is Leo Strauss. Yeah.
Leo Strauss. It's pretty scary. The premise is that there is, here we are back in 1984, 25 years later, there is a ruling class of intelligent people and the rest of them are drones. And
right.
They work at Walmart.
These are people that are not steeped in the philosophy of a democratic society. They are the elites, and they see themselves, bound. They want to be rather unbound by the passions of the masses. It is they who can decide best for a society. A fascist, essentially in a fascist philosophy.
It is a fascist society. But you know something? That's not America. And I'm not American. I was born in England. I'm a Canadian citizen. I'm married to an American, which is why I live in Helena. But this is not what America is about. America is not about a bunch of drones being led by some people who think that they know best. And Cheney can go out and get drunk and shoot some guy in the head and hold off the sheriff for 14 hours so he doesn't have to get a blood test.
I was going to say, so he doesn't have to blow in a,
There's something terribly wrong with what's going on in this country, and I just look at the Democrats and I think, oh God, Hillary! If they elect Hillary, I will have to shoot myself or go back to Canada.
Hey, you know, Priscilla, one thing about these elitists, though, and they have this boundless self-confidence in their ability to make decisions for other people. And they almost invariably screw up. I mean, if you look at the people in the Bush administration, the failures they've had in business and in politics, and most of what they predicted is wrong, and look at the economy, and yet they don't seem to waver one little iota. So there's something inherently wrong. That's the signal, that's the flag. As soon as someone says, I can make decisions for you better than you can, I mean, not only is that offensive, personally, not only is that offensive in terms of any democratic theory, small d, but all you almost know these people are going to F things up. Like,
there's no question.
Yeah.
And here's a partial transcript here you can read on the Internet. The power of nightmares, the rise of the politics of fear. Did you remember seeing Michael Moore's movie where he toddled up to Toronto and he wandered around neighborhoods and he'd walk up and knock on people's doors and he'd walk in and they'd...
Well, that's because they didn't lock any of the doors. Yeah.
They don't lock the doors. They don't need to.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, when I lived in Southern California... when I went to see my clients, I had to have codes to get into gated communities.
Yeah.
I mean, this whole country is so fearful, and the administration is trying the best it can to make people more and more frightened.
You got it.
I think that's a horrible, horrible thing to do.
I agree with you, Priscilla.
How do we get rid of them?
Well, that is the question number one, because first off, there either has to be an opposition party, which we don't have one worthy of the name, as you indicated earlier, or secondly, we have to have these popular, mass-based social movements, which we may be just in the beginning of, because if you think about the civil rights movement or the anti-war movement or the union movement of the 30s, it didn't just boom, just didn't all appear there at once.
No, I know.
It took years to build. So is it going to happen? Well, I'll tell you, our future depends on it. Hey, Priscilla, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for being there.
All right, here's Steve in Seattle. Steve, hi, it's Peter Werby for Mike Malloy. You're on the air.
Yeah, Pete, I really like your show. You're a great guy.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. A couple of items. One that just clicked in my head listening to her. Did you know, I read once where, it must have been 5 or 6 years ago, I read where Dick Cheney did not register to vote for like 22 years.
I didn't see that.
He didn't vote for like a 22-year period, he didn't vote. And I was thinking about that, and I was thinking why, and I think it's pretty obvious, I don't think Dick Cheney believes in democracy. I really don't.
Yeah.
He believes in deal making and cutting deals behind everybody's back, and he doesn't believe in any kind of democratic system. And, you know, he's, anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out. So you
No,
can...
I think that's very important. Deadeye Dick, not exactly the most democratically minded guy. His fun is killing animals.
Well, I just think that it says a lot about his mentality, you know. And then another thing, I was going to talk about something else, but, you know, we don't have time to necessarily to create another party to, you know, to dig ourselves out of the mess that we're in. And we're in a lot of messes, you know, with trade, with debt. A lot of things are happening. One thing I think the Democratic Party has got to do is come up with a good candidate next time. And, you know, and I was thinking that you know, the ones whose names you hear now are just terrible. They're awful.
Sure.
I mean, and Kerry, between me and you, John Kerry was a bad candidate. And I've been a Democrat my whole damn life. He was a bad candidate. I voted for him, but he was a bad candidate. And Bill Clinton, between me and you, he let us all down because he put a big target on his own back by his actions and gave those guys everything they needed to destroy him.
And
he
never,
all the people.
Yeah, he never was quite the liberal either. Then now he's chumming around with George Bush Sr. Steve, we got to take a break. Thanks for joining us. We can talk about Iran some other time. The Mike Malloy Show is what you're listening to. Final segment coming up. Join us, and we'll get you on the air. It's Peter Werby on the Air America Radio Network.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hey, it's John Madden here to give you what every homeowner wants, a great excuse to go to the hardware store. This Saturday, February 18th, is the Ace Hardware Bag Sale. For one day only, save 20% on whatever you can fit in a bag. So come in this Saturday only, February 18th, and save big. Ace, the helpful place. Discount off regular price of in-stock merchandise. Additional exclusions may apply. See participating store for details.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Welcome back to the Sports Beat with me, Dan Stevens, and we've got Nancy on a car phone.
Dan, I just missed a turn. Now should I take a right or a left here?
You know this is Sports Beat, don't you?
To easily get back on track when you miss a turn, you want to ask TomTom, not Dan.
Turn left.
TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Grab it and go. Just tap the screen and a helpful voice guides you where you're going.
You have reached your destination.
TomTom Go. Find your way the easy way. Learn more at TomTom.com.
Welcome back to the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby sitting in for Mike. And I was just looking at the website for United for Peace and Justice. You can go to unitedforpeace.org, unitedforpeace.org, all words. And a couple of events, a couple of days of events you may want to take part in. One is called 3 Years Too Many. It's March 15th to the 22nd. It's a week of local actions to end the Iraq War. And there's just hundreds and hundreds of events all over the country. And then there's a major mobilization set for April 29th in New York City. My wife and I are going to go to that, always a good excuse to visit New York City. But the last one we were at, which was February 15th, 2003, a million of us showed up in New York City to say no to George Bush's impending war. I mean, that many of us knew that it was all a lie. I don't know why it took the rest of the American people so much time to figure it out. But take part in these events. And by the way, I love a parade. So when there's a million people there saying, I just love this phrase. There was all these posters all over the Caracas Hilton when I was down there that said Bush Asesino, Bush Assassin. So when there's a million people assembled in a city, I want to be there. It's a great, I think a lot of you have been to these demonstrations, but the more that are there, that's one of the reasons it's important for everyone to turn out. If you have a demonstration and there's 30 of us there, you go, oh, well, I don't know. If there's 300, there's a different feeling. If 3,000, 30,000, 300,000, well, then the whole quality of the experience for everybody and the capacity to really influence events increases. And some people say, oh, demonstrations don't do anything. They are, you know, the French and Spanish word for demonstration is like a manifestation, a manifestación. And what it is, and that's a proper way to put it, maybe even better than a demonstration. It's a manifestation of our beliefs, of our desire to make our voices heard in the united way. Now, to some extent, though, it's the whole week of the 15th to the 22nd, but most cities are having demonstrations and rallies on the 18th. And that means that people can get together in their local communities on a face-to-face basis. So we're not just sitting there like so many of you do and watching Fox News and think, oh, man, these people are terrible. These people are stupid. These people are mean. These people are evil. It's all true, but it's you against all of them. This way, we begin to regroup in communities, and the people that rule things have a vested interest in not having community, because when there is community that people can discuss among themselves, particularly on a face-to-face basis. I know a lot of you do it online, and that's okay. But nothing beats neighborhood, community, face-to-face connections to create the basis of social movements. In Venezuela, where I just was, they have what they call Bolivarian circles. And we don't want to have Bolivarian circles, but the idea was within the barrios, within the local poor communities, and people would meet and decide, hey, we don't have to be the objects moved by the powerful. We can become the subjects of history. We can begin to act within history, and we know there's a massive examples throughout American history, to be sure. The elites, what have they ever changed? They declare war, they make great speeches. In terms of changes for the better in this country, it almost exclusively, I always leave myself a little out here. I mean, it could be without exception. Exclusively, that is the extension of democracy, has always been about people, the average common person, you and me, being the actors of history. If we had to depend on the elites, we'd probably still be under the control of England, right? That's what the conservatives wanted. You remember those guys? Well, my call screen is gone, friends in New York, so just give me a caller. Mike in Birmingham, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Peter. This is Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, I'd like to give you an answer to all of the questions why the left keeps spinning its wheels and determining what's been going wrong, why this country seems to be destined to throw away 300 years of enlightenment and rationality and what our founding fathers had in mind for this country.
Okay.
And the answer is provided by a book by a professor named Shadia Drury. at the University of Regina in Saskatchewan, who has written a book called Leo Strauss and the American Right. And just like your previous caller, 30 minutes, oh, 15 minutes on the internet, Google Shadia Drury, and you will find everything you need to know. You don't need to read the book. Just read 5 reviews of the book, Leo Strauss and the American Right. And you'll find out why this administration is determined to destroy 300 years of our founding fathers' vision. And that is exactly what she said. They are determined to turn us all to a race of subjugated people who are determined to be lied to. And, you know, they're trying to destroy the possibility that America could succeed in the world. They are godless atheists. And they do not believe in religion. They just believe that religion should be used as a tool to enslave the masses.
Let's not talk bad about godless atheists here. But listen, ultimately, though, whose responsibility is it that we want to be ruled by good people, and that we always are depending on the goodness of those who are the elite? Well, we can't have that, and it ultimately it's our responsibility. I mean, the Wolfowitzes and the Cheneys and the Rumsfeld and all the rest of these power mad elitists, they couldn't get anywhere if we would react like democratic people, small d people, that demand that elites not rule, but that we have a democratic rule in this country. So I understand, and I think this is interesting to understand where the essentially fascistic philosophy of the people in charge now comes from, but I want to throw it back on all of us to have the responsibility to have a democratic nation. Hey, I got to go. We're out of time. I can hear the music coming up. But I agree with you. Looking at the origins of these people's philosophy is enlightening. Just so you can Google Leo Strauss and get all of that. Peter Werbe with you, Mike and Kathy, off today and also Monday. So you have a great weekend, and we'll talk on Sunday night. Jay, thank you so much. Dee, thank you so much in New York. This is the Air America Radio Network. I'm Peter Werbe.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
Hi, my name is Millie. I'm a real person from Chicago. I have been fighting my weight for many years. After hearing an inspirational radio commercial about a mother from Florida who lost 100 pounds using all-natural H57 Hoodia, I was empowered to try it. H57 helped me lose over 65 pounds. When I pass by a mirror, I can't help but smile. Thanks, H57. I love seeing myself smile.
Call now for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia. Call 1-877-H57-DIET. Try it risk-free for 30 days or visit myh57.com.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, we eliminate the middleman? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.